Dozens of Somalians lost their lives in a brutal restaurant terror attack last week. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More details on that situation coming up. Plus, how you can be uplifting Somalia today in prayer. And then stay tuned to find out what a West Michigan middle schooler did with her birthday money to support a specific ministry. These stories are also you can put your faith into action with the headlines. So let's get started. In parts of Somalia, bombings are becoming a near daily occurrence. On Wednesday, Al-Shabaab fighters detonated a bomb in the capital city and held hostages inside a restaurant, killing over 30. While they're targeting anyone who disagrees with their ideology, Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says Christians are especially at risk.
You know, in attacks like the ones that we're talking about today, while maybe not directed at Christians, it still instilled fear into the whole culture, you know, beyond, of course, Christians, but specifically them, because Al-Shabaab has made it a part of their mandate and mission to eradicate Somalia of Christians.
Terrorism often spikes during Ramadan, a time when many Muslims are seeking to draw closer to God. While some think God will reward their violence, others are discovering the truth.
And I would encourage, you know, all listeners and all Christians to be praying for Muslims to come to Christ. You know, this is a time, again, when they're seeking Allah, and we hear so many stories of those that have done that. That's when Jesus will, appear to them, or there's a dream, something like that. And that's how many people are coming to know Christ in the Muslim world, and including Somalia.
Would you come alongside these believers in prayer? Pray for boldness as they live out their faith. Next, young Native Americans from about 100 different tribes are converging in Missouri next week for the Warrior Leadership Summit. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says this isn't just your run-of-the-mill youth conference, though.
Warrior Leadership Summit is a singular, kind of one-of-a-kind youth conference. It's specifically geared to the challenges of Native American young people. And if there is a group who has been neglected and overlooked and invisible in our Christian world, it has been Native American young people.
It's a big deal to be a Christian in a Native American community because you might be one of the only ones.
It is a lonely belief among your people who have a totally different spirituality than the Christ that you've been committed to.
These Native young people will need financial support and prayer. If you want to help support the conference with scholarships, we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
There are so many spiritual forces fighting for the lives of these young people that they literally have to be prayed to the conference. They have to be prayed through the conference and pray that the Holy Spirit will overwhelm every other spirit in their life and capture their allegiance for Christ for the rest of their lives.
And this final story proves that a willingness to answer God's call is really all you need to make a difference in the world. Autumn Tyson is a student at Riley Middle School in West Michigan. A couple years ago, her school began raising money for the Ugandan Water Project, and it struck a chord with her.
I think I've always kind of wanted to do something like this, but I didn't really know how to tell my family at first. So I figured I should do it now since I know what organization I would donate it to.
So when her birthday rolled around, instead of receiving the normal birthday gifts, she asked her family and friends to donate to the Ugandan Water Project. Overall, she raised almost $600, which is a huge contribution. Joanne Smith, a teacher at Riley Middle School, says they've now raised enough money for 6 water catchment systems. And here's the neat thing. They're being installed at schools run by Set Free Ministries in Uganda. So clean water means the kids can stay healthy, not only to keep up their education, but also to continually learn more about Christ. Smith says,
kids can do an amazing thing. You know, if I were to encourage anybody, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, anybody can make a difference.
Details on this story and how you yourself can make an impact can be found at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. To get yours, click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.